Well, it's really important. You know, Jacksonville's defense is very good. They're sixth in the league in total defense. They're fourth against the pass. They play a fairly vanilla defense, but they have good football players. They've drafted well. They're very aggressive on the outside with the corners, and we're going to have to be able to move the football against them. You know, the biggest thing, Paul, is we have to make sure that we quit shooting ourselves in the foot, you know, because we get behind on the down, and then, you know, and then it's hard to get out of it. So we've got to do a better job there.
How has the recovery from eye surgery gone for you?
Doing great. Doesn't it look good?
I mean, it looks better than it did last week, right?
Yeah, it looks great.
How difficult was it not attending the Dallas game?
It was difficult because I feel like I have a lot of people dependent on me, including the fans, the coaches, the ownership, you know, and especially the players. And so that part was very, very difficult for me. And, you know, it is what it is.
We touched on him earlier, Danielle Hunter. How well do you think Danielle Hunter's playing right now?
Vikings rush four. Prescott steps up in the pocket. Hit and sacked by Danielle Hunter at the 46-yard line.
Well, Danielle, he's really a heck of an athlete, and he can make a lot of plays because he's such a good athlete and slippery, strong, you know, obviously got great length, and he's playing well. We need him to continue to play well down the stretch.
He plays on a defensive line with Everson Griffin, who had a really good play in the Dallas game on Lucky Whitehead. Let's take a peek.
One little jet sweep here with Lucky Whitehead, and he fumbles as he gets to the 40-yard line, and the Vikings this time are going to wind up with the football for sure.
Okay, this is a third and one play early in the ball game, and you know, they're running a little rocket sweep. Chad does a nice job setting the edge. They're not blocking Everson because they expect him to close down, which he did. Sandejo is starting to rock towards this receiver, and Xavier should be on the outside of this tight end, so Sandejo can come inside out, and Sandejo ends up missing. But it's a great effort by Everson. You know, it's a very explosive, powerful strip fumble, and then Kendricks is hustling over to get to the football.
Their star, Everson Griffin's going to come around the edge here, and Whitehead just had no idea. Look at the punch out there to get the football out. Their young football team against a defense that is really experienced and really talented taking the football away. And so far, Vikings doing a nice job of that.
Obviously, that's a big play in the ball game because of being able to get Dallas's offense off the field.